bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast and get all the sex information you need and relationship information you need to have better sex. Better sex. Better sex. Better sex.
Wow. You still haven't recovered from the weekend?
Oh, my God. I had a crazy friggin' weekend.
Happy Monday, everyone. It was hard. It was hard this morning.
This alarm clock this morning was a tough one. It was a tough one. I wasn't happy about it. I couldn't sleep last night when I got home because I drank and ate too much at this party. And then I was up all night. Alarm went off. Wasn't good. Wasn't pretty. But I raged this weekend. It was so fun because it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like 95 degrees on Saturday and like 100 degrees.
It was insane.
But it started early.
Yes, it did.
Madison and I went to the park at – well, I got there at 4.
4? Yeah, I was there like 5 o'clock.
Right.
But earlier than that, I was drinking with one of my coworkers at a bar with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Okay.
He was there too, and we're all just getting hammered.
Right.
And then I hit you up, and then we met at the park. And then the park, Dolores Park in San Francisco, which we've talked about before, is like just a gathering place when the weather is super nice. Just thousands of people go there.
Exactly. Thousands. So it was a crazy afternoon. It was beautiful. It was like 85, 90 degrees. And we went to there. And then we came into the live radio show, which is fun because we'd been out in the park all day. And we were a little
drinking and crazy.
Drinking.
And, dude, the show that we did was insane.
It was so funny. I wish we could. It's repeating on Playboy Radio right now.
Yeah. I'm sure it
is. I have
it.
We could probably post it. For some laughs. It was a good show.
No,
anyway,
I want to burn it. I mean, it was a good show, but it was just like, it was way more obscene than we usually are.
We were really obscene. Well, it was fun. You should listen to Playboy Radio next time we're on. So anyway, today we're talking about sex and dating in the workplace. Should you be fishing off the company pool or whatever they say? Should you shit where you eat? What are all the statements about dating people you work with?
That's pretty much you just covered
that's
them
it?
All.
Isn't there more?
No.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. There you go. So, should you date someone you work with? What's it like? What are the rules?
Don't fish in the company pond.
Don't fish in the company pond. That's what I meant to say. I knew I was going to mess it up. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Good Vibrations. They have every sex toy, DVD, amazing porn, everything you need at Good Vibes. Go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off purchases there at goodvibes.com. And I have to tell you that lately, I've gotten some new toys that I've been happy about, and I've been using them. My bondage tape. I love my bondage tape. This new Jeju, J-E-J-O-U-E vibrator, the Mimi. I told you about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You guys should go check out all the toys at Good Vibes by the Mimi. It's great for couple sex.
And
orgasm. What? No, it's like a little egg, and it has a lot of powerful vibrations.
Yeah,
and
you've
I'm
been talking about that
it.
One for a little while.
Yeah, so I want everyone to go check it out.
That's cool.
Yeah. So this weekend, I didn't have my dog, and it was heaven. So my dog's with the baby daddy, and
I told you, I appreciated
every moment. Like, I was like, oh, my God, thank God I don't have my dog. Thank God I don't have my dog. Is that bad? Am I
checking? What happened to the rest of your weekend? I mean, I just saw you on Friday.
Friday night, I think I went – I don't know if I ended up going out after the show. I don't remember. And then Saturday day – oh, I had so much fun. I went down to the peninsula, like near Palo Alto, to Woodside. Yeah. My friend lives down there, and then we went to a winery. My friend has a winery in Redwood City, which is kind of random, which is south of here. And we went wine tasting all day. It's called La Honda Winery, and they have the third Saturdays of every month. They have this wine tasting thing.
Cool.
You should come with me. Oh, you don't like wine? Or wineries, but people who drink wine.
I was born in Redwood City, and I lived there for 13 years, so I would love to go visit
We went there, and then we went to my friend's house in Woodside. Then we went to the Rosewood Hotel, which is like this sceney, really nice hotel in like Palo Alto area. And then I went to a house party down there. I was down there all day long drinking. And I know we went to like 5 different parties with pools. It was really fun and beautiful.
I just couldn't do anything the next day.
You couldn't?
I didn't even leave my house
at
all.
Did you go out partying? I dropped you off at your house after the show.
Yeah, I didn't go out. I just went straight home and I slept. And I slept 24 hours.
You did?
Yeah, because
you
know me.
Messed up?
You know me on Fridays, though. I'm exhausted
right
by the end of the week. I don't usually go out on Fridays at all.
Right.
So, you know, just going out and drinking and, you know, partying and all that stuff, I was done by the time we were done with the XM show. So
did you not go out?
I went straight to bed, and I stayed in bed all day until the next day on Sunday, and then I left on Sunday.
Where'd you go Sunday?
I just went Pier 39 with my buddy. We went and ate at Bubba Gump's.
Oh, I saw your Instagram.
Yeah, he never been, so I was like, dude, we gotta go to Bubba Gump's.
Yeah. I think I saw it on Instagram that you went there.
Yes.
You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily, and Menace is White Menace.
On everything. Pinterest, Tumblr,
Pinterest.
All that.
Do you do Pinterest, though? I can't. I don't know that. I don't have the attention span for it.
I have a Pinterest. I don't Pinterest that often.
You don't
often.
Pin to the wrist?
But Maloof. Maloof, big.
Big Pinterester?
Dude, she loves the Pinterest. She's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah, right. She was just tweeting about it yesterday.
Have you been watching TV this weekend when you were in bed?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Chloe Lamar and all that stuff.
I twitched. Yeah. I just find it boring.
No, I watched a lot of movies. I watched Captain America because the Avengers movie is coming out. I'm not really too excited about that. I don't really care. But there's a movie coming out with Johnny Depp where it's a comedy about vampires. I really want to see that.
Oh, okay.
It's
didn't know that.
Dark something. I don't know. Dark Moon or something.
Cool.
Like that. It's really good.
Didn't know that.
I mean, the previews look really good.
I meant to watch more TV, but then I just passed out every night.
Oh, no. Just partying it up.
I know. It was really fun. I need to let loose because I've been a little stressed lately.
Yeah, chill.
Chill, man. Because, you know, we have a television show coming up on Bravo.
I know. And you seem pretty stressed on when it's going to air. We don't know when it's going to air.
We don't know when it's going to air. And we don't know what we did.
Like June. And we're not have no idea.
It's kind of scary.
Are you afraid? Are you really afraid on like what's going to come out?
I'm not afraid. I don't. At this moment, when I think about it, I have no regrets. I don't feel like, oh, I wish I didn't say that or do that. So, but I know how the editing process works that it doesn't matter how you said something, they could edit it or whatever. So that's a little, you know, but I don't spend a lot of time there.
Okay, good.
Going there into that negative space that it could be bad. I think it's going to be friggin' awesome.
Cool.
I've got some sex in the news for you.
What do you have?
I've got Dutch pastor creates online Christian sex shop, no punchline needed. A Dutch pastor has opened up an online Christian sex shop to help combat what he calls lust phobia among Christians.
We read this before.
No, we didn't.
I swear to God.
He also works as a sex therapist on the side and recently opened a sermon by asking, "Dear God, what's your take on eroticism?" God's take is that he doesn't really care. So he opened up his online Christian sex shop, but not without a few ground rules. No to whips, yes to lubricant. So all the Christians are getting into sex. There's like, we did read a story about another sex shop, I think. Toys Online. But I guess this is newsworthy because it is. It's like Christians are having a sex toy store.
I mean, dude, it's getting out there. There's ChristianMingle.com.
Christian Mingle, I always see that advertised.
All the time. What else is there? All types of religions are really getting into the dating scene. And I would like to see who actually owns these websites. If it's somebody from that religion.
Probably not. It's probably some corporate thing.
I came up with an idea. I'm not even Mormon, but I thought it would be cool because all my best friends were Mormon to have like a Mormon nightclub.
Alcohol?
No alcohol. Just, you know, soda and chips.
Sounds like a villain.
I was like, you know what? It might work because they have this thing on Friday nights for Christians in my town, even though, you know, being Mormon is being part of Christian.
Right.
But there was another thing called like Planet Reality, they call it. And thousands of kids would show up on
Mormons?
Friday night. No, just Christians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's nice. They have Jewish things too, like that, and other things. Yeah, sure. I never go, but
you should capitalize on your Jewish.
No, I'm not doing that. Okay, so I don't do the Jewish stuff. Jewishness. Okay, so next story. Did you hear about this whole Secret Service scandal with the presidents?
Yes, I have, and a lot of people have been searching for it on the internet. I know this because I blogged about it.
Right. So members of President Barack Obama's security contingent were allegedly consorting with prostitutes in Colombia. This is his Secret Service. 6 Secret Service employees have already lost their jobs and others are suspended as a result of a night out in Cartagena. Agents partied with prostitutes before President Obama's arrival on April 14th to attend the Summit of Americas. 12 Secret Service members and 11 members of the military are implicated in the scandal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's fair. People are like, oh, you know, they're trying to put it on the president. Like, the president doesn't know what's going on.
It's not his fault.
This is before he even got there.
Right. They're like
This is the freaking Secret Service. You think the president's going to know about them fooling around?
No, like he's going to be on top of them. Yeah. No, right. They just follow him around. He's not like, hey, dude, how was last night? Did you get a blowjob from a stripper by chance? Like, that didn't come up.
Yeah, so blame putting this on the president, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's what the Republicans' job is, to put everything on the president. But anyway, that's pretty bad. But at least it wasn't the president with the prostitute. Let's just say that.
Because
usually
crazy.
That's the story. That'd be crazy, man. I love Barack Obama. My brother met him last week at this event. My nieces, my brother, they all met the president. There's pictures.
What?
So cute. I know, at this event in Michigan. It's pretty cute. Canadian TV channel accidentally airs gay porn during morning news program.
Oh, no.
Planes cross lines. Can you imagine? An Ontario-based television station issued an apology to viewers after its morning news program was briefly interrupted by breaking hardcore gay porn.
Wow.
The transmission disrupted lasted some 3 minutes. They claimed the blunder was the result of an error made during the repair of severed cable lines. The blunder is currently being investigated.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's severed cable lines and happened to show some gay hardcore porn.
No,
Someone's pissed, lost their job.
No, I worked in television. I know how it works. There's a master control room that handles everything, where people sit in it for 24 hours.
Right.
And look over every single thing that's playing on the television. Somebody in the master control room had to be watching this
gay porn.
And didn't realize that they put it on the—
Yes, exactly.
The main,
that must have been
main
it.
Channel. That's it.
He should be fired. But it's pretty funny. Can you imagine you're there with your kids making breakfast and there's the news and some gay hardcore porn?
Well, I was involved with a scandal like this one time with my local television station. No, porn or anything going on. But what happened was, back in my high school, we had a video production class, whatever. And one day we just turned on the cameras and just went crazy and started messing around, joking around, putting on wigs and all this stuff. And this guy had this oversized cigar, like huge cigar. And he put it down in his crotch area and then it made it look like he was having a boner. And then we took like this magical fairy like hologram and came over and like put the wand on the top of his penis, like the fake penis, the cigar, and it like gave him an extra boner, and it was hilarious, right? So we just had the tape there, and then somebody at the school like videotaped over the tape and like record some basketball game and then send it to our local television station.
Oh my
right?
God.
So they're playing the sports program, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then the sports program's over. But whoever was running the tape at the control station didn't, like, set the timer right. So after the tape was done, here is all of us just messing around in the studio
with the boners and
cigars and everything. And it was like—
And you're on TV?
It was huge, like, public news. It was in the newspaper. They're saying, oh, reenacting the Monica Lewinsky scandal and all this stuff.
Oh, my God. Was it your face and stuff on the TV?
No.
Oh, just your friend.
My friends. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was
a huge scandal. We had to change the name of our high school news program because it couldn't be associated with the school anymore. It was a big deal. Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a major fuck up. Okay, Katy Perry has a new man. The rebound is officially underway for Katy Perry, who is all about the PDA with her new man at Coachella, Robert Aykroyd, the guitar player for Florence and the Machine.
Really?
Did you hear this?
No.
They were seen hugging, caressing, and full-on making out. According to some reports, Katy's already referring to him as her boyfriend. Big mistake! Guess she's already ready to move on from her soon-to-be ex-husband, Russell Brand. What? This must be a lie. What kind of girl makes out with a guy and is like, I'm just telling this is a mistake that she's already calling her boyfriend in public? It's been like, three days?
You just wouldn't.
No, I just don't understand why everyone's got to label everything. He's my boyfriend now that we're kissing. We made out, so you're my boyfriend. People just relax with all the titles.
She wanted love, man.
Just have fun with someone for a while. You don't have to make him your boyfriend or girlfriend. I just find that so annoying.
It's weird because I've probably had the opportunity to be around this guy like 4 times, but I never.
Who? Robert Aykroyd?
Yeah, whoever the guy is, because I'm always around Florence, her, but I never see the bandmates.
Oh,
so
he must be hot, though.
Huh. I'll make
or
sure
something.
Next time I
Gotta
see her
out.
That I look for the guitar
yeah,
player.
Yeah, do that. Okay. We're going to move into some emails now.
I'll let you know if he's hot or not.
Okay, let me know. I'm sure you can find it online. Okay. Emails. Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love hearing from you, and thanks for that. Okay. Today is funny.
It's a recovery day, everybody.
Everyone, it was a rough weekend here because it never sunny, and it was sunny, and it's never
and people
warm.
People lose their mind.
We lost our minds.
If we get
and my mind didn't come back yet.
If the weather is 70 degrees here, everyone loses their mind.
Right.
They go crazy.
Go crazy. It's true. Okay.
People are just drinking in the streets like it's Las Vegas or something.
I know.
It's nuts.
Okay. Dear Emily, I know you've said that it takes time for a woman to warm up, but is there any time that a woman has an immediate arousal like a man would, such as when a man sees cleavage? If so, what are these triggers? Thanks and cue up the good work. From Diomagia in Boynton Beach, Florida. Premium Friends Benefits member. Okay, I think that every woman, yes, there are times, you know, we were talking, I always say that women can't go from 0 to 60 like a man. A man sees cleavage, a man sees a boob, a man thinks it's erotic thought, he's got a boner. Women take a while to get warmed up. Is there any moment? Yeah, I mean, maybe a woman needs to be, you know, however she gets turned on. Maybe she gets turned on when, you know, her boyfriend walks in the door and rips her clothes off. That could really get her going. Some women, perhaps.
Yeah, but I mean, some women get horny if they see a hot body on a guy.
Yeah,
or right?
Like if they're stripped down. But he's talking about that immediate thing, like a guy sees a cleavage.
Yeah.
But like if I see a guy's, you know, at a bar or something or wherever, if I'm at a party and there's instant like chemistry with him, but I'm not saying I'd hook up with him.
Yeah,
right
but
away.
You don't see a guy like, oh, I would bone that guy.
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't think like that. I'd bone him. I wouldn't bone him.
Guys,
I think for women, they just aren't. The sex isn't as foremost. I mean, that's that women don't think about sex all the time. Men obviously think about sex more, as all the studies say. But I think that there's it's a case by case basis. And if you want to know what the trigger is for a woman you're dating, I'd ask her what her biggest turn on is. I'd ask her what turns her on. I'd ask her the sexiest thing that she thinks about when she's masturbating. I mean, I would try to find out what her triggers are because it could be different for everyone. One woman might like to be, you know, slowly undressed. One woman might like you to throw her against the bed and rip her clothes off. I just don't know what it is. It's all different.
See, you guys are just so complicated.
We're all so complicated, but yeah. You got to ask some questions and pay attention. When you are fooling around, when does she get hot? When does her breath change? When does she get really excited? Like, I know if a guy, for example, we're having sex and he just like wanted to go down on me right away, that would be, I'd be psyched. That'd cut everything out and just kind of go, that would
turn
me on.
But he just wants to know.
He wants to know if there's one thing for women universally that's a trigger. Madness, I'm surprised you didn't do your like throw Gucci bags at her thing.
Yeah.
You said it before.
I'm over that.
Okay. MN Menace, it says. M&M.
All right.
I was previously on the site of White Menace regarding the handjob debate. That is until recently. My wife had a yeast infection, and since we couldn't have intercourse, she started to give me a blowjob, but her neck is sensitive, and she cannot last long performing oral sex. So I suggested that she switch to a handjob, which she did, but she tried to do it for like a guy. It was better than nothing, and it was something that we both had never experienced together, but it wasn't great. We talked about it a bit later on, and I suggested that she use some twisting motion as well. Then a few days later, we tried again. She'd complained that the previous time her arm was getting tired, so I suggested that she use both hands, and this is where the heavens parted and angels sang.
All right.
She grasped my penis with both hands, one at the base, the other at the tip, so that her hands wrapped around my penis. With lots of lube, she proceeded to rotate her hands in opposite directions, kind of like an Indian burn. It was a sensation that I've never experienced. It was totally amazing. I'm actually afraid that I will no longer be able to satisfy myself. So now I am on Emily's side of the debate. Thanks, Sean.
Okay, Sean.
We've had the hand job debate going on for a while. I think hand jobs are a nice thing that a woman could do for a man, that man's used to hand jobbing himself all the time, giving himself a hand job when he masturbates. Women can use both hands, lots of lube, twist both ways, and it feels different and he's never experienced before. That's all I was saying about the hand jobs. Not that hand jobs should universally replace blowjobs. That was never the debate, but we don't have to get into it.
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. So this guy responded, he sent an email last week about should he has a lesbian girlfriend, and he was often ditching her, and he wanted to know if he was ditching her to hang out with girls. And I said, and he's like, should I still pursue her? And I think what I said was,
just let it go.
Let it go. However, he listened to our answer and he wrote back, Emily, thanks for answering my last question. While waiting for your advice, my lesbian ex-girlfriend called wanting to get together. She spoke of kids and marriage and told me a dream where I was the father of her children. I'm getting so many mixed signals from her. She stated she didn't even know what she wanted. I don't think she could fully commit to being with a guy at this time, but do you think it's possible to have a relationship later in the future? P.S. We did have sex on a few occasions and it was mind-blowing. This is from Dan from Kansas. Dan, I don't know. You're asking you to predict the future again. It sounds like she's telling you one sentence that you're the father of her children and she's having dreams. And then she says that she wants to go out with women and then she doesn't know what she wants. So I'd say, yeah, future maybe if she gets some therapy and figures out what she wants with her life. But she's not going to be exclusive with you. I think she's telling you that she wants children.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Let me tell you something. As a guy, there's so many guys listening right now. Say, Dan, just get with this girl. If she wants to date some other chicks on the side.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? I mean, that's the perfect situation every guy wants. But if you're not down with that, then go ahead and wait for
it. But he's not necessarily invited. Is that what you're talking about? A guy?
Yeah, yeah. You're not necessarily invited.
But you think it's hot if you have a girlfriend and she hooks up with chicks?
Yeah, that's fine.
Really? Without you? No, without you.
That's fine.
No problem?
No problem. I don't think that's a problem.
Oh, good. Because I've dated guys who feel both ways.
No, guys usually like that kind of stuff. But he might not be into it, and then
a lot of guys don't. They think it's cheating. Yeah. They're like, I don't care if you're with a man or you're a woman. It's still cheating.
Those guys are vaginas.
Yeah, well, whatever. I think, Dan, if you're down with being with a woman who can be with other women, then you should still – sounds like she's conflicted because she wants to be with women, but she wants kids. And so, yeah, you can handle both that. That's fine. Okay, both that. Right. Let's move on to the topic.
And the topic is?
Sex in the workplace, dating in the workplace. Let's give a little history on that. I've had that.
Yeah, I've done that many times before. my rules are just don't tell anybody about it. I don't tell. I never.
Don't ask, don't tell?
Never, ever tell anybody. Even my closest friends, I don't say anything. My closest coworkers. I kind of just leave it up to the girl. If she wants to say something, that's cool.
She wants to put it on Facebook, like, hey, I effed the white menace or something.
I'm banging the white menace. That's fine with me. The only thing is, you know, you got to be very, very careful.
You got to be careful.
And as a guy, I'm sorry. It's really hard to be – I mean, it's really easy to get caught up in a situation where you're getting accused of sexual harassment. So you kind of just got to leave it open to the chick if she wants to pursue you or not. I do not recommend, as a guy, pursuing women at work.
Right. It's just good to avoid it if you can. However, 1 in 3 people eat lunch at their desk and 1/3 don't use the vacation days. 47% of people have had an office affair. Another found that only 34% of them felt it necessary to keep the relationship a secret. 47% of workers have had an office affair. So not even like a cheating affair, but they've had been with someone in the office. Because it's true that you know, you're more likely to meet, you spend more time at work.
Yeah, you're working at the pizza spot. You know, the girl that's cutting the pizza, she looks looking kind of hot that day. You just hook up.
Yeah, you just hook up that day, right?
It was weird. I was at Bubba Gump's the other day.
Yeah?
The other day, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, if you guys don't know, the movie Forrest Gump, they made restaurants out of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
They still exist, is what's amazing.
Yeah, they're all over. Oh, okay. They're delicious. Love them. So good. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not 5-star exclusive non-chain restaurant with you rolling your eyes. Anyways, it's a good restaurant. Go check it out. Anyways, I was there. I was sitting at the bar, and there was, like, the bartender working, and this chick is just, like, coworker, just totally, like, putting it on this guy the whole time that I'm there.
Worked at Bubba Gump, and she was putting it on? Okay.
She was totally putting it on this guy. Like, I'm like, either this guy is going to hook up with this chick, or they're already hooking up.
Right.
And then the guy – it's funny because the guy was just, like, kind of laughing and, you know, talking to her.
Was it, like, a waitress-bartender thing? Or?
Yeah, a waitress-bartender.
Right.
But then there was, like, this other waitress that was super hot that came up on the side, and he was, like, totally, like, paying attention to her.
Oh, did you see the other woman get pissed?
No, the other woman didn't notice.
I shouldn't see it.
Yeah.
He's playing both. He's probably boning them both.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, it is common to date people you work
with. When you work at restaurants, I heard it's just, like, everyone's just
everyone bones everyone at the restaurant. That's true. I worked at restaurants, and I did bone the bartender. I was a waitress in college.
You boned the bartender.
Yeah, he was hot. I boned him for a few years. So anyway, pros and cons. Okay, so the pros are obviously if you date someone you work with. Let's just break it down. Great place to meet someone. Today's hectic work environment, it can be difficult to find the time to get out there and find a suitable partner. So at work, you generally become attracted to the person over time. So it's kind of more of like a real, like you're friends at first and then maybe you grab a lunch. And that's kind of more conducive to like a good relationship is that you become friends at first because you don't just go into it like see him at the Monday morning meeting and you're like, oh, I'm going to bang. So it's kind of like this excitement that you get to see each other every day. You establish a relationship prior to dating. So you get to know them as a person. You get to see their personalities and how they work at a team. And that can really be sexy, especially for a woman and a man. I don't know if you get turned on by a woman being like powerful and smart at work. Do you think that's hot?
Not my own work, but if they have their own job going
on. Yeah, that's hot, yeah. Right? I think it's hot too. So, in the fact that you're working for the same company shows that you've common interests and all that stuff. So also you get to spend time with each other. If you start to date someone at work, you'll have the chance to spend a lot of time with them. The chances are that you would have be spending time with them prior to dating. So if you work together, you're likely to see them. You're going to see them every day. It's kind of fun. Like I remember when my first office romance, nobody knew and like people kind of assumed we were dating, but we weren't. And, like we would like sneak off and like have sex in his office and lock the door and close the blinds. Like that was really fun. That was like in my 20s.
I think everybody's done though.
Everybody's done
that. Everybody's done it.
And it creates a happy work environment. That is until you break up
really?
And they come after you with a knife. But creates a happy work environment. The early stages of dating is a great time. You're excited every time you see the person. You're happier than you otherwise might be. And because of this, you're generally more approachable as a person in your workplace. These are the pros to dating someone you work with. Having a helping hand during those stressful times. If you have a problem at work, this person is one person that's going to understand all of your work issues. If you're dating a workmate, they'll be likely to go that extra mile than anyone else would. And 47% of people, like we said, have met in an office affair. So the cons of this, though, because we get asked a lot of emails about this, like, should I date it? Should I not? And I don't think you're going to stop yourself. If I told you don't date that cute secretary or the cute guy behind the whatever, I could tell you not to, but you're going to do it anyway. So these are just some things to think about. The cons are you could be the subject of idle gossip. If you start a relationship with someone in your office, you can be sure that other people will gossip about it. If true. Possible, you should try and be open about your new relationship instead of keeping it a secret. Now, others say you should keep it a secret. Sneaking off together is only to create more gossip, whereas being fully open will have people deal with it. Mean people will have to deal with it. Mean people who are talking about you.
Yeah.
Is there always workplace gossip, though, no matter what?
No matter what, yeah, people are gossiping on everything.
Right? I'm glad. I've never worked for a big company, really, except for my own, which isn't that big.
I've worked for several companies, and it seems like everyone just hangs out with each other, like the whole workforce afterwards. Yeah.
That's fun.
It's a good time.
And then alcohol comes in and you all end up sleeping together.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Okay. So some of the more cons are jealousy. It can come from a few sides. Firstly, your coworkers may be jealous of the relationship you have, especially if it is on an employee-style basis of your dating boss minion. Having a relationship in this situation will always provoke others to feel that you or your partner are benefiting by being in that relationship and they're missing out on something. If you're dating your boss and you get a higher bonus on your salary, you can bet that others will attribute to the fact you're dating him, not due to your excellent efforts in the office. They'll be jealous, blah, blah, blah. People are always jealous, though.
Speaking of jealousy, though, too, I've gotten with chicks in the office, and then the other guys in the office like get upset because they want to get with
Oh, because they want to get with it. Really? What happened? How do they find out? Because she told everyone?
Because women talk, man. No matter what, they say, oh, you know, I won't tell nobody, and then they just tell one chick. And chicks, do not trust other chicks with information because they will throw you under the bus.
Not every woman throws you under the bus. But I'm saying if this is something that you want to keep private, don't tell one friggin' person.
Yeah.
I've got a few things in my life like that I literally don't tell one person, and it's good because it has not gotten out yet.
What is it? Tell me.
I can't tell you right now. Okay, so spending too much time together, I just said that. You get to work outside. It can be positive. Spending too much time together. Though going to work alongside each other can be positive, it can also be a huge negative. It may kill a little of the romance as you miss out on the excitement of waiting to see them at the end of the day. If you see each other all the time with no breaks, it can be hard to accept the little things they do that annoy you and they just build up till something explodes.
True.
True? They bug you. Allocating objective blame. If something goes wrong at work and it's your fault or that of your partner, it can be difficult to remain as objective as you should be. You might try to keep your personal feelings out of the business decisions that you make, and this is not always possible. I mean, all in all, I would tell you no. If you were like, Emily, this guy is amazing, we work together, I'd say no, because the risks are there. But I get that it happens, so that's why we're just going through some of the pros and cons to think about. And then breaking up is hard to do.
It is.
If the worst happens and your relationship comes to an end, it can be disastrous in the workplace. Having to see them every day can be difficult. I mean, I have a friend who started a company with her husband.
Oh, no.
He cheated on her. They still had to run the company. He got babies with the mistress. And she had to see him every day, but they owned a company. That sucked.
burn.
You got to see him every day. The people you break up with, you don't want to see him. Well, you might want to stalk them on Facebook.
If it's your husband, you assume that you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That was a different story. That's what we got for you.
For the day? All right.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that we're here at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California. You can download the app for your smartphone. And once you download the app, just search Sex with Emily. You can take Sex with Emily wherever you want to go.
Wherever you want to go. It's
wherever
true.
Wherever you go.
And you can check out my app, Kegel Camp. We just made an update to it, which is really cool. Kegel Camp in the iTunes store. And now if you do that app and you take it into the Good Vibration stores, if you live locally, you can show them that, right? You can show them the app and you get a 15% off discount there too. What?
No way.
Yep. And it's a great app for men and women.
You just had an update on your app, right?
I just updated it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I updated it. With the Good Vibrations information.
Oh,
so goodvibes.com, go there, buy your sex toys, if you ever wanted to buy something, use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off your purchases. Check out my book, Hot Sex. You can also buy it at Good Vibes. You can buy it at Amazon. And that's what I got for you.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.